January 3rd, 2015. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. These days, much importance is placed upon social relationships, terrorism, gender discrimination, and more. But the one relationship that could change the world is rarely mentioned, and never mentioned in the mainstream media. That is man's relationship with his Creator. As long as mankind disregards God's will and disrespects God's commandments, there will be violence, disease, and disasters in the world. God creates and man destroys. I call you into holy love, and my call to you is judged as unauthentic. Every word and action has its consequences. Isn't it better to cooperate with grace than to oppose it? When you oppose grace, you oppose me. What have you to gain? Pay attention to the decisions you make. Choose to please me and not man. Respect the commandments of love. If you are not for holy love, you are against me. You will not prosper spiritually. How could you? If your spiritual relationship is closing the gap between heaven and earth, you will be at peace and blessed in many ways. It remains the duty of each soul to come into God's will. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.